Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Kathleen Roberts. I'm a poet from Duluth, Minnesota, and I'm going to be reading my poem, Awakening. The woman in the book you read likened the feeling of being alone to that of the sand rushing out with the tide, cutting furrows around her feet and leaving her teetering on her angular new pedestal. In the same way that women have often dropped themselves into the water in Victorian tragedies, you have watched so many of your beloved floating away. At first, your sacrifices were small. A favorite stuffed rabbit, forgotten on the beach during an outing to watch hurricane squalls blowing in. Later, you dropped your mother's camera over the gunwale of the Block Island ferry. Living on islands, you learned the difference between seaward and bayward sides and why whalers had so often settled on crescent-shaped land. As you grew older, greater things began to wash away, forcing questions of your own power and the power of those you trusted. An entire jetty, subsumed by the Atlantic Ocean on the morning bus ride, and gone by the time school let out, a lighthouse fallen off a cliff, its lamp still rotating as it leaned to the water, uselessly beaconing the sky. You used to send letters out of the brackish river at the end of Narragansett Beach in your father's old wine bottles. The current there was strong and dragged swimmers to deaths at sea each summer. It was the perfect place to launch. Even after you'd witnessed all that hunger, you were only afraid of the water at night. When waves came crashing over your head like ceilings, invisible but for a roiling line of foam too high for you to see. It was those pitched collapses that finally taught you fear. You, rolling against the earth that the water hid and hoarded under herself, you were afraid then, not for the breath being ripped from your mouth or the sand slicing into your eyes, no. You were afraid of the reflection of the moon, a still meter above your twisting limbs, and of yourself below it, how you could be completely unobserved.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.